द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय गुरु प्रेमानंद सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर सैटरडे मॉर्निंग श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत क्लास इट इज कॉन बलराम देश बहरीन We are reading from Madhya Leela chapter 21. We start from verse 71 onward. Last week we discussed that Madhya Leela is traveling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was traveling first in South India, then he was traveling to Vrindavan. So these last chapters are Mahaprabhu's traveling to Vrindavan and then he met Rupa Goswami in Prayagraj and he instructed, that is in chapter 19 somewhere. And then on the way back from Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu met Sanatan Goswami in Banaras, Kashi, and well, 2 months almost there was a discussion on these topics. So this portion of Madhya Leela is Mahaprabhu's journey from Puri to Vrindavan and from Vrindavan back towards Puri. That is the time period when this discussion took place. So Sanatana Goswami is our Siddhanta Acharya. Rupa Goswami is Rasa Acharya. Raghunath Das Goswami is Vairagya Vidya Acharya. So everybody has a special role in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So these are Siddhanta. And the Siddhanta are the question asked by Sanatana Goswami to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are, who am I? Why am I suffering in this world? What is the goal of life and how to achieve? Who am I? Tap three jare. Why I am getting threefold miseries? Sadhan sadhya ke. What is the goal of life and how to achieve? These are the questions asked by Sanatana Goswami. So the first answer was given, the soul is eternal servant of Krishna, Jivira Sarupa Krishna Nitya Dasa. The first answer to the first question. Second answer was, by forgetting Krishna, we are suffering in this material world and Maya is giving the miseries. The third question was answered, there are three philosophical words. One is Sambandha, that's called Sambandha Jnana. It means knowing about the name, beauty, pastime, guna, the transcendental qualities, specifically bhakta vatsalya guna, how Krishna takes care of his devotees, his aishwarya, his madhurya, knowledge of his aishwarya and madhurya. That is called Sambandha Jnana. And then the process is Abhidheya. That is devotional service, practice of devotional service. And the goal is Krishna Prem Priyojan. Jo Sambandha Abhidheya Priyojan. So Mahaprabhu answered the last question by telling these three words. Sambandha, Sambandha Jnana, Abhidheya, process of devotional service, and Priyojan, the love of God. Krishna prayed. So this chapter is discussing the process of devotional service. It means abhidheya. The next chapter, if you look, the next chapter is the life's ultimate goal, that is Krishna Prem, Priyojan. Priyojan means the ultimate goal. These are three chapters, I think. 20, 21, 22. These three chapters describing the three Siddhanta, Sambandha, Abhidheya and Priyojan. Well, sometimes there should be a separate, like, discourses on teaching to Sanatana Goswami. So that's like Mahaprabhu's teaching to Sanatana Goswami. So that will be like full, at one time, whole umbrella of this subject matter. That will be like, we are reading it, it will just, after 1 week, the previous will just go out, so it will be just full umbrella, teaching of Sanatana. But this is Siddhanta. Teaching of Rupa Goswami, they say, like, this time, sometimes they have some courses like this. So now, the verses which we are discussing now, is in process of devotional service, there are different grades of devotees. They are all devotees, but there are Kanishth devotee, Madhyam devotee and Uttam devotee. So this is the subject matter which is now under discussion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. This is verse 71. Rati prema tartamaya bhakta taratam ekadasha skande tara kariyache lakshana. A devotee is considered superlative or superior according to his attachment and love. Rati prema. So what is this stage of rati? Adav shardha, atha sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anarth nivarti, nishta and dhan rati. So when the devotee is at this stage of rati, actually after rati comes asakti, then he is called madhyam adhikari. When he reaches to the stage of bhav, then he is called uttam adhikari. So asakti is madhyam adhikari stage. And usually most of us devotees, we are struggling at anarth nivarti stage. Our struggle is at this time, anarth nivarti, which takes the longest time. As soon as we get out of the anarth nivarti, then nishta, then ruchi and then asakti, and then bhav. This is the endeavor of a devotee, and then prema automatically appears. As soon as we reach to the bhav, it is like before rising the sun, there is a red sky and brightness, that is the stage of bhav. It means any moment sun can rise. So up till bhav is the endeavor of a devotee, and prema is automatically manifesting. So rati prema, so when the devotee have rati and prema, the level of rati and prema, according to that level, tartamaya, tartamaya means by comparison. So how much rati and prem somebody has? I mean, everybody has rati and prem, like Mother Yashoda has also prem and rati to Krishna, Radharani has also rati and prem to Krishna. The other gopis have also. The friends has also, but there is a difference in their bhav. So there is a level of the rati and prem. According to the different bhavas, even within the bhava, there are different levels. So according to that comparison, taratam, superior or superlative, who is higher according to the rati or prem, that is the like yardstick or criteria. So actually it is the attachment which is the criteria. How much attachment somebody has for Krishna. And based on that criteria, somebody is at a certain level of devotional service. And from where this is taken, Mahaprabhu is saying, the source of this is Ekadash Iskande. In 11th Ketu, Krishna is describing this. Not Krishna, this is described by Navayogendras. This section is called Bhagavad Dharma. the first five chapter of 11th chapter, 11th canto, they are called Bhagavats, Bhagavat Dharma, mainly second, third, fourth, Bhagavat Dharma. And Prabhupada has a special discourse on these chapters in New Vrindavan. And I think in 82 or 3, there was one book, Bhagavad Dharma. All lectures were printed as Bhagavad Dharma. And like we have this called Bhagavad, Satya Prabhupada used to call these Bhagavad Dharma discourses. The name Prabhupada used, Bhagavad Dharma discourses. All the big Pandal program is called Bhagavad Dharma discourses. And this is the 11th canto, this portion is actually Bhagavad Dharma. Because they ask what is Bhagavad Dharma, and he is speaking this is what is Bhagavad Dharma. Now Yogendra, they are speaking to the Nimi Maharaj, and is quoted by Narad Rishi, and listener is Vasudev, Devaki, and the senior members of the Yadu dynasty. And it is only spoken before Krishna was about to depart that they should take the advantage of Bhagavad Dharma and should not lament when Krishna disappears. So this was especially, it was planned at that time. So now this verse is, a devotee is considered superior or superior according to his attachment and love. If we say attachment and love, really the word rati and prem is something different than actually English word attachment and love. So in a ordinary language, rati means the attachment between young boy and girl, that's called rati. In common sense, that is the meaning of rati. Hours pass, their time pass, they don't know what, and they are just sitting there and they are never tired of that. That is called actually rati. And prem is higher than that. Bhagavat rati, Bhagavat says Bhagavat rati. We should have that type of attachment with Bhagavat, that we only hear Bhagavat and Bhagavat and Bhagavat and we never become satisfied by that. That is called Bhagavat rati. So this is rati. Now, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has stated that if one has developed faith in Krishna consciousness, he is to be considered an eligible candidate for further advancement in Krishna consciousness. One has developed faith in Krishna consciousness. It means Adho Shraddha. Faith means Shraddha. So this is the stage of Shraddha. If somebody has a Shraddha, then he is a candidate for progress in Krishna consciousness. Those who have faith are divided into three categories. Because this is based, actually this is based on a previous verse, I think just last time we discussed. Shraddha Anisware, this is. Yahara Komala Shraddha, this is the actually verse. Shraddhavana Janahaya Bhakti Adhikari, this is what Bhakti Vinod Thakur is paraphrasing this verse. Shardhavan, as far everybody has Shardha. Shardha Mayo Ayam Purushaha, this is Bhagavad Gita. This man is made up of Shardha. Everybody has Shardha. It's not that Shardha you have to get from outside. Shardha Mayo Ayam Purushaha. This jiva is fully endowed with Shardha. It's not that Shardha is coming from outside. Shraddha Mayo means actually like if you have in a sabzi lot of salt, you say the lavan mai shabdi. This sabzi is not salt. Love sabzi is all lavan mai, means everything is salt. And if you have some juice and there's a lot of sugar, it is shakar mai. This is shakar mai. So mai means it's everything. Shraddha is in every task. Wife having a complete faith, husband will take care of me. Children have a faith that parents will feed us. Businessmen have a faith that I will get, I'm opening this, I will get. You know, all this is all faith. The whole world is running on faith. But to have that faith on the words of Krishna, that is very rare thing. Yeah. Somebody said, nice plate of prasad somebody is bringing, and a child comes and tells, there was a fly in this and I have just taken out of this sweet rice fly, will you eat? No. So a child says there's a fly in sweet rice, you will not eat. But Krishna is saying that surrender unto me and you have no faith. So we have faith on a child's word, but we have no faith on Krishna's words. That's where really we are lacking. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shardha Anuswari. So who is eligible? Anybody who has a Shardha in the words of Krishna or Sadhu. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. If somebody has this, a faith in that, he is eligible for. He is eligible. Is eligible means you have done MBA. You are eligible to be business management. But you may get job, may not get job. It's only your eligibility. Then you can progress according to that is according to the Shardha. According to the Shardha. Shardhavan hai jan bhakti adhikari. And according to that faith, they are Kanishth Madhyam. If the Shardha is very common, pliable, then he is Kanishth. Shardha is little strong, then is Madhyam. If it is full Shardha, then he is Uttam. So Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishth. First class, second class and neophyte, Prabhupada says. A first class devotee has firm conviction in the revealed scripture. See the Shardha on the scripture. The first class devotee has firm conviction in the revealed scripture and is expert in arguing according to the Shastra. It means he is a Shastra Chakshu. The Uttam Adhikari is Shastra Chakshu. Whenever he talks, he immediately quotes Shastra. If you any Prabhupada start, you find he starts speaking and then immediately he quotes some verse. So that's very special about Prabhupada. Any lecture you hear Prabhupada, he will immediately quote some verse. So that's like he knows Shastra, he has a faith in Shastra, and he quotes Shastra to substantiate his point immediately. That is the level of the Uttam Adhikari. So he knows Shastra. So many professors know Shastra more than us. Those who teach this in some skill, they know more Shastra, but they don't have a faith. So they have a firm conviction. And they are, and they in debate they argue. And in argument, they convince people based on the Shastra and immediately they quote Shastra. Anybody heard Gaur Govind Maharaj giving classes? Before giving classes, like the advocate is in going in court, he used to have this stack of books. And as soon as there's one word, he used to open a page and read a verse, like quoting some old law to prove his point. He was always speaking, so each thing he has to quote from the Shastra, and he used to bring a big stack. And only Madhavananda now, his disciple, when he gives class, he always has all books with him and he follows the same procedure. When we prepare something for the class, then we also bring some notes and some quotes. But this is like, he used to bring like, didn't Prabhupada was just, he has so much already ready knowledge, so he used to quote everything. So what actually we mean here is if we have to advance, then we must study Shastra, have faith in Shastra, and we should be expert in quoting the Shastra in a right context, at the right time and right place. That's all, knowing not, but properly quoting it sometimes, that's the expertise. That's what it means. If we have to advance in spiritual life, this is a criteria. That conviction in the Shastra and expert in quoting it, arguing according to the Shastra. He is firmly convinced the science of Krishna consciousness. The Madhyam Adhikari or second class devotee has firm conviction in Krishna consciousness. But he cannot support his conviction by citing Shastric references. The neophyte devotee does not yet have firm faith. In this way the devotees are tight. Once there was a debate in Agra, I think. There was one group, they say, Ganga is most sacred river is coming from the lotus feet of Lord. No, Yamuna is most sacred because Krishna was fully immersed in Yamuna when he was taking bath. Not only foot, but he was completely having a pastime in Yamuna with all his devotees. So this is a really serious debate and there was no conclusion. So there, it was time Rupa Goswami as Jiva, they invited one of the Goswami from Vrindavan. So he went there and he said, Ganga is the topmost river because it is coming by washing the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. And the Ganga people, they, Ganga is with. Then he said, Yamuna is the topmost because Krishna himself, fully Supreme Personality, was really taking bath in Yamuna. Then Yamuna people, they were out. Then he said, Ganga is the best because same Sri Krishna, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was having his pastime in Ganga there, where Yamuna and Ganga both meet. So he has just, he satisfied all those. One full lord is taking bath in Yamuna, then the other full lord is taking bath in Ganga also in Mayapur. So he just quoted and then he convinced them that this is not the way really to see the Shastra. He knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, then you will never discuss like this. So this is a way to present the things. That is the qualification. Qualification of the Uttam Adhikari. Standard of devotees also categorized in the same way. A neophyte believes that only love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is very good. But he may not know the basis of the pure Krishna consciousness or how one can become a perfect devotee. Sometimes in the heart of a neophyte, there is an attraction for karma, jnana or yoga. See, still he will just sometime have attraction to these things, karma, jnana and yoga. When he is free and transcendental to mixed devotional service, so jnana mishra, karma mishra devotional service, jnana mishra and yoga mishra. And these are in the 7th and 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, different mixed devotions. When he becomes expert in logic and can refer to the Shastra, he becomes a first class devotee. The devotees are also described as positive, comparative, superlative in terms of their love and attachment for Krishna. Positive, comparative, superlative. According to their this is another category of describing the devotees. Attachment to the Krishna and love for the Krishna. Gopis have love and attachment to the Krishna, but they have a groups. One is called like superlative group, there's Radharani's group, there's a superlative. That's called Supakshya Gopi. Supaksha and the Vipaksha Gopi, Chandravali, this is called Vipaksha. They are comparative, they are competing. It's like in first verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describe the different varieties of the gopis. Supaksha means which are on the side of Krishna, the Vipaksha, opposite side, and then there are neutral. So they can go on both sides. And there are four words in the first verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Very first verse describes the four categories of the gopis. And based on these categories of the gopis, this hierarchy of the spiritual world given by Rupa Goswami, Vrindavan is higher because there is a Ras dance, but that Ras dance is Panchayati Ras dance. All group of gopis are there. Therefore Radharani left, that why, how can I be with the common gopis? So all the different gopi group, they were in that ras, that's called Panchayati ras. But in Govardhan, Vipaksha gopis are not allowed to come, that's not their territory. The only Supaksha gopi will be there. But coward boys can go sometime also there, and Vatsalya Bhakt can also go there. So that is higher than that. But Radha Kund, Even Vatsalya Prem devotee and the friends cannot go. Only the Radharani and her group can go. Only there are kunjas around the Radha Kund of the Radha's group, gopis, Lalita, Vishakha. No other gopis kunj is there. Therefore, Radha Kund is the highest. And whatever the Rasa dance takes place there, that is exclusive for the Supaksha gopi. So this is the higher division at that level. Some are competitive, like Kanchanravali is competitive group. It may be different meaning, but these words appear like at that level. So these are different groups even of the among the gopis which are eternal associates. So these are the different groups there. So they are called these three varieties. It should be understood that the Madhyam Adhikari, a second class devotee, is fully convinced of Krishna consciousness but cannot support his conviction with Shastric references. A neophyte may fall down by associating with non-devotees because he is not firmly convinced and is strongly situated. Second class devotee, even though cannot support his position with Shastric reference, can gradually become a first class devotee by studying the Shastra and associating with first class devotees. However, if the second class devotee does not advance himself by associating with the first class devotee, he makes no progress. So what we know here is many devotees are coming and after some time they are leaving. There is neophyte stage because there is a chance they can be allured by some other process. But there are devotees, they are still struggling for 10-20 years and they are not going anywhere. It means they are at a marginal level but they are not advancing because they don't have a time to study Shastra or they don't have opportunity to associate with the Uttam Adhikaris. So they struggle there and they are not much advancing. There is no possibility that the first class devotee will fall down, even though he may mix with non-devotees to preach. Prabhupada was mixing with the hippies, there was no chance that he will fall down. Yeah. Ramananda Raya was massaging the dancing girls for Jagannath. With oil he was doing the massage for the girls, they were dancing for Jagannath. There was no chance that he will fall down. So that was the, no, nothing can really attract that person who is at that level. Because his rati or his attachment is to the only Krishna, or service to the Krishna. Anything else is simply the object which is for the service of Krishna. He sees Krishna everywhere. You don't see anything else except Krishna. Yahan jahan, this is said about Radharani. Wherever his vision goes, Krishna is Spurti. Only he sees Krishna, nothing else. He cannot see anything else except Krishna. This is before Radharani's birth, she was not opening eyes. And only by Nāda's advice when Krishna came, she opened eyes. That's what it means. They don't want to see anything except Krishna. That is the level of the Uttam Adhikari. So Uttam Adhikari, this is like somebody says, shall we go to this group, shall we eat prasad there? So this is the level when we are actually Kanishta, a little higher Kanishta, and we have a doubt, we may fall down. Madhyam Adhikari may be a little doubtful. But those who are really above these rules, everywhere Krishna is there. Well, there's no Krishna. I think when once we were taking prasad in Pakistan in some pious Hindu's house, Giriraj Maharaj, and some other devotees. So they brought prasad and we chanted like Mahaprasad Govinda, and then we started. Then the one devotee, there was another Prabhupada disciple, he afterwardly asked, Maharaj, we have not offered the prasad. They said, we chanted this mantra, this is not offering. According to some, we have chanted all this mantra, Mahaprasad Govinda, so we respect the Mahaprasad, non different from Krishna. So and then we chanted Hare Krishna mantra. This is a time, place, circumstances, we offer it. And it's not that we will go and going to fall down by his association. So I remember, like, there are situations in which the senior devotees, they deal differently, and new devotees, they will really make a mess there. We will not eat. We will go out. We have not offered this. Something like that. They just make a right, lot of trouble for preaching there. This is we can really, it's not that we read this, we see really where we stand. It's good that if we feel that we are a little weak, it's better we should not go and eat. But those who are going, we should not be really like critical from our point that they are fallen. Because we think they are fallen while they are going there. They may be really making them in future devotees. They may be taking this sacrifice. They are sacrificing themselves. Like, Prabhupada's mood was that we have to sacrifice our ecstasy to make other people chant Hare Krishna. Once devotees were chanting and dancing, nobody was chanting and dancing in the audience. He said, stop this. It's not that we have to see our ecstasy, but we have to make other people to chant, and we have to sacrifice our ecstasy or our own priorities for preaching. Otherwise, in the midnight, who will go and preach at any time? So we have to really sacrifice ourselves, and it's that there's no chance that this mixing will bring them down. That is a level. Okay. Conviction and faith gradually increases to make an Uttam Adhikari, a first-class devotee. Next verse, to support this Uttam Adhikari, there is a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Sarvabhuteshu yaha pashyet bhagavata bhavamatmana bhutani bhagavati atmane echaha bhagavata uttamaha. You may have not time now, but if you open this Bhagavatam here, this is purported by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, but they are given 4, 5, 6 pages purport to each verse by quoting all different acharyas. So this verse has a 6, 7 page purport in Bhagavatam. And the next, all these verses are almost more than 50-60 pages purport in this. Yeah, in this canto. This verse 45. So the Hari is speaking. The Navayogendra Hari is speaking this. Hari, Kavi, Antaraksha, so they are speaking each verse like this. So we don't have a person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of Supreme Personality Godhead as the cause of all causes and understand that all things are situated in him. This is the quotation of Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.45. And then there's no purport because the reference given it. You want really, and you read the whole thing and find out. Next verse. Ishvare tada adhineshu baleshi shudveshatasu cha prema maitri kripa peksha yaha karoti samadhyama. This is the madhyam definition from the 11th canto. An intermediate second class devotee shows love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishwar tad adhineshu. Ishwar tad adhineshu. He says, adhineshu. Taking shelter of the Krishna. Is friendly to all the devotees and is very merciful to the neophyte and ignorant people. The intermediate devotee neglects those who are envious of devotional service. This is the criteria. This is also the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 247. This statement was made by the great sage Narad Muni. He was speaking to Vasudev about devotional service. This subject was originally discussed between Nimi, the king of Videha, and the 9 Yogendra. So he's just simply quoting Srila Prabhupada. Next verse. Archayam eva harye pujam yaha shardhaya hate natara bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhaktah prakritah. If prakrita bhakta or materialistic devotee does not purposefully study the shastra and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service, not purposefully, consequently he does not show proper respect to advanced devotee. He may however follow the regular principle, learn from his spiritual master or from his family who worship the deity. He is to be considered on the material platform. Although he is trying to advance in devotional service, such a person is bhakta praya. Bhakta praya. Praya means praya. Praya means he may be devotee. Neophyte. A bhakta abhas or a bhakta abhas. Abhas means he is like covered, outside he looks like a bhakta, but he's not a bhakta, that would be bhakta abhas. He's a little enlightened by Vaishnava philosophy, he knows a little bit. This verse is also from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that one who has fully love for Supreme Personality of Godhead and who maintain a good friendship with the Lord's devotees always callous to those who envy Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Such a person is to be considered intermediate devotee. He becomes a first class devotee when he, in course of advancement in devotional service, he feels an intimate relationship with all living entities, seeing them as part and parcel of Supreme Person. Once Prabhupada was asked, maybe there is a war from India, if they throw a bomb, he said, I'll see Krishna is coming in the form of bomb. He gave this answer, that Krishna is coming in the form of bomb. So it's like everywhere you can see Krishna. There's no place where there's no Krishna. So that is the topmost devotee. Now, so these are the different three states. So sometimes it's a deity, he does deity worship but don't respect devotee. It's not that like deity worship we are doing. What is that? Like people are going in temple, they are manama. They are going to the deity, going down to the deity, but they have no respect for, no, they don't study shastra. They have no respect for the devotees, but they are only just going and bowing, that is their business. And why they are going and bowing? Just to get some benefit from the Supreme Lord. They know that this is our version of philosophy. The sadhu has to read, not we. It is their job. Puja has to do the puja. He has to sing everything, not we. And those who are singing are less than us because we are paying them. That is what the mentality is. This is his Kanishtha. It's not that he was one who is doing puja of his Kanishtha. So this is the mentally. It doesn't mean actually like the full-fledged archa puja, they are neophyte. Neophyte means they are coming in temple, going down to the temple. Really, they will touch to the head to the temple. They hear every picture they put like this. But Shastra, you give them Bhagavad Gita. Prabhuji, I have one. They will never take it. One wise philosopher, he said, those who will not accept the pious and religious book, or some even a philosophical good book for 100 rupees and buy 1,000 rupees shoes, he needs to be beaten by shoes. So everybody has a shoes which is more than 500 rupees. But nobody is ready to buy one Bhagavad Gita of 100 rupees. So that means that these people are really need to be beaten by shoes because they are too conscious. And how many shoes they have purchased in their life. So what is wrong if you purchase one Bhagavad Gita every year? What is the problem? Let every family member has his own Bhagavad Gita. What is the problem? Let you have a tree, one in office, one in car, one in your home. What is the problem? But no. Well, you have three shoes, one for walking shoes, one for office shoes. this is the This is the standard of the society. They have no respect for the higher consciousness, but this is the true consciousness means Shudra. Because that is only interested in leg. that is their leg. They don't have this interest here. That is brain Brahman. So this is the standard actually. This is what neophyte actually means. That you go every day to the temple. But you give them one book, it will be like 104 temperature to them. And they will really, oh, I have one, my father has one, that is still in our house. And it is as it is. Because it is written as it is, so we have not really opened the we have not opened the cover, it is as it is. That is what the neophyte stage is interesting. Now, sarva maha guna gana vaishnava sharire krishna bhakte krishnera guna stakale sanchare. So this verse means a Vaishnava is one who has developed all the good transcendental qualities. All the good qualities of the Krishna gradually develop in Krishna's devotee. That is an interesting verse. There's nothing purport anything, but there's a quotation of the another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So good devotees will have all the good qualities and qualities of Krishna they manifest in devotee. Anybody remember that verse? Diksha kale shish kare atma samarpana Krishna tar kare aap sam. At the time of diksha, at the time of initiation, the devotee is surrendering to Krishna. Kare Krishna atma samarpana. Ta Krishna kare aap sam, and Krishna is then giving him, is making him like himself, means in qualities, particularly mercy. So the verse is like that. So next verse quoted for this is Yasya sti bhaktir bhagvati yakinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathina asti hi dhavato bahi manorath. He is running on the chariot of mind, manorath. In one, this is Bhagavad Gita, 5th canto, 18th chapter, it means teaching of Rishabhdev. Should be like this. You know, Prahlad Maharaj. Why? This was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, his followers who were following. Srimad Bhagavatam, 518, how can be Prahlad Maharaj in 518? We have to check it. In one, who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualification because he is engaged in mental concoction and material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord Krishna. This verse was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj and his followers who were offering prayers to Narasimha Dev. This is wrongly quoted here. Bhagavatam 5.18.12. There is no Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, yes. How it is there now, let us see. It is right. This is the description of Hari Varsha. In Hari Varsha, Prahlad Maharaj worshipped Narasimha Dev. And there, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers are there to Narasimha Dev. It's not the appearance of Narasimha Dev, but the constant worship of Narasimha Dev in Hari Varsha on this planet, in Jambudeep. So this is the prayer of the Hari Varsha of the Jambudeep. In 18, is a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj and his associate to Narasimha Dev in Hari Varsha. And there is Hanuman worshipping Lord Ram in Kim Purush Varsha. And then Srila Prabhupada has written, there is a mission statement of Lord Ram. The mission statement has a first part. Anybody who accepts the wife, he must be ready to protect her, even he has to go overseas or has to fight with demon like Ravan. This is the first part of the mission statement of Ram. If you enter into grihastha ashram, accepting wife, then you have to take care of her in all circumstances. You have to protect her, you may have to go overseas, you may have to struggle with the greatest demon like Ravan. And the part B is, if you are not eligible, it's better you remain brahmachari. The second part is, if you are not able to do this, then don't take this responsibility. So this is a very interesting mission statement, which is really encompass the boat. It's good for a brahmachari also that they think we cannot do it, so become remain brahmachari, no need. But if you are not responsible, then don't take this responsibility. So this is the verse from Prahlad Maharaj and his associate prayers to Narsingadev in a Hari verse. Sei sab guna hai vaishnavah lakshana sab kaha na jaye kari digdarshana. All these transcendental qualities are the characteristics of the pure Vaishnava and they cannot be fully explained. But I shall try to point out some of the important qualities. So Ketana Mahaprabhu is now explaining the few qualities of the Vaishnava. Vaishnava ke? This was the question asked by the Kulingram Grastas. Says, we are Grastas, how can we worship or get perfection? Mahaprabhu said only two things. Vaishnava Sevan, Krishna Kirtan. Do only two things, you will get Krishna Charana. Then they asked, who is Vaishnava? How we know? Is there all these different levels of Vaishnava are described there? Again. But Mahaprabhu said one thing only. Any devotee, by seeing them, if you remember of Krishna, that is Vaishnava. Any person, like any of our devotees going and say, Hare Krishna Vala is going, it means they remember Hare Krishna. That is the definition of a Vaishnava. Anybody who reminds you of God, Vishnu, Krishna, that is called Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu's simple definition is, anybody who reminds you of Krishna is a Vaishnava. So now, what are the characteristics? These are the characteristics, I think, these are 26 or something, which are called qualities of a devotee. There is one book written, I think, Satsvarupa Maharaj has written, the 26 qualities of a devotee. You saw that book sometime? It's a good size, not very small, 26 qualities of a devotee. And then some devotees have really done the research, each quality is how Prabhupada demonstrated during his leela. So these, what are these? Kripalo akritaha, akrita droha, satya sara sama, nidoshaha vadanayaha mrdo shuchi akinchana, sarva paksharakaha shantaha krishnaika eka sharana, akam aniha istraha vijittaha shadguna, mitta bhukka, apramattaha manadaha amani, gambhira karuna maitraha kavi dakshaha mauni. So these are the qualities of his, Mahaprabhu says these are the qualities of the devotees. The devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild and clean. They are without material possession and they perform welfare work for everyone. They are peaceful, surrendered to Krishna and desireless. They are indifferent to material acquisitions and are fixed in devotional service. They completely control these six bad qualities, lust, anger, greed and so forth. They eat only as much as required and they are not inebriated. They are respectful, grave, compassionate and without false prestige. This is friendly. They are friendly, poetic, expert and silent. If you count, maybe 26. This is called 26 qualities of a devotee. This is taken from here, which is as a book. There are 18 there. Oh, there is 18. This is called the knowledge. This is all knowledge. Anybody who is in knowledge, has these 18 qualities. These are 18, group of 18. Titiksha karnikaha swahata sarvadehinam majata shatraha shantaha sadhva sadhu bhushnam. This is third canto Bhagavatam, Kapil Siksha, quoted from there. The devotees are always tolerant, forbearing and very merciful. They are all well-wisher of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunction. And because they are so, they have no enemies, they are very peaceful, they are the decoration. These are the decoration of the devotees. This is the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. When the sages, headed by Sanak, inquired from Kapil Dev the incarnation of God, Suta Goswami, who was the topmost devotee of the Lord, quoted talks about the self-realization between the Vidura and Maitreya, a friend of Vyasudev. During this talk, the topic of Kapil had come up, and at that time, Maitreya had repeated Kapil Dev's discussion with his mother, wherein the Lord stated that the attachment to material things is the cause of conditioned life. When a person becomes attached to transcendental things, he is on the path of liberation. So, here we end. I think it is, we have done almost ten verses. This is a very nice verse. Next, we go two more. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotee. Even when one is dormant, love for Krishna awakens, association with the devotee is still more essential. Krishna bhakti, Krishna bhakti janam mool hai, sadhu sangha, Krishna prema janme, tehu punha mukhya ang. After we get Krishna prema, still the association of devotee is most important. So this verse 83 is better always to remember for our own purpose. We have finished till 81 today. Hare Krishna. So what is the message we got today from these verses? Anything? Huh? We should be eager for association of devotees. Mm-hmm. We should scrutinizingly, systematically study Shastra if we want to advance. We should read Shastra. Prabhupada, what is 2 hour reading of my Shastra is a minimum quota for all the devotees. Reading 2 hours. Still this one thing here comes. Not most of us are not able to continue. Reading one chapter of Krishna book in night, we are not able to do it for so long we are hearing. One chapter of Krishna book if we read, so there are some 89 or 90 chapters, I think 89 chapters. So every 3 months we will finish the Krishna book. And we repeatedly read it, then we'll think of Krishna all the times. But it's this one simple thing, and we are not able to do it somehow. So it's reading scripture is one thing, trying to seek the association of devotee as much as we can. Reading the scripture, what else? Faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, that this is a perfect process. We may not be really ready now, but the process is completely perfect. And so many people have perfected their life on this path. So there is no need of any other assistance in devotional service. It is itself self-sufficient and it does not depend on anything else. Reading scripture, seeking association, having a firm conviction, this path is perfect. The process of devotional service works for everybody if they are sincere. Anything else? What about the good qualities of the devotees? So we should read it regularly, then some will really appear. If you read, then we know. I think somebody should look at Sarsav Maharaj, is there 26 quality of devotees are written? I think this is taken from here. Somebody should do a little, I think in the late you see, I think Sarsav Maharaj's books are also in a folio. He has written nice books in early days. It's good books Maharaj has written, Sarsav Maharaj. So good qualities appear in a devotee automatically. There is no separate endeavor. Such qualities are in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. From verse 9, 10, 11, the last verses of the devotees, the qualities of the devotees. They are met one another. They are there. Istita Pragya has more or less same qualities. Then Jnana has same qualities. Then devotional service has the same qualities. They are more or less mixing. Three places in Bhagavad Gita there are this type of qualities. Istita Pragya, the symptom of a Jnana, and devotional service in 12th chapter. Amani, Tomadam, Vitam, this is the 13th chapter. So 26 qualities. They write down somewhere the qualities of a devotee, big. So they will see, am I really merciful? Why am I making sound? It is better, something is looking at, then we will try to develop it. Sanskrit word and English word. Do something which really remind us of something of Mahaprabhu's teaching, like this is accepting Mahaprabhu's teaching. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Shraddha is inside, but it is awakened when we meet the people who have Shraddha. It's the life of some once the cub of a lion was mixed with the sheep and he was doing same meh meh meh. So one time he went to the for drinking water and he saw the real lion. Said, "You are lion, you are not sheep, you are with the sheep." He said, "I don't know, I'm with them." He said, "Come on, see in the water, your shape and my shape are same." Then he said, "Oh, then lion," and then he started and then he realized, "Oh yes, I'm lion. I'm just becoming like a sheep because of my ignorance." So it's only the good devotee when he reminds us that we all have a devotion in us and it has not to come out, then we think, "Oh, yes, why should I be like a sheep? Why I should not be like a lion?" So this only Shraddha is there, but it needs somebody to awaken this. So it's therefore sometimes they say Adho Shraddha, they say, but they say first it is the devotee which ignite the Shraddha, which is there, but he ignite that Shraddha. So you need devotee before Shraddha and after Shraddha also. Adho Shraddha Atha Sadhu Sangha. But before Shraddha, you need a devotee to awaken the Shraddha, and then you need the devotee who you fix your Shraddha by Bhajan Kriya. So there is a need of person to really awaken our Shraddha. It is there. But it needs to be awakened. It is there, but it is misdirected. It has to be properly channeled.
Of the 20 qualities, I just captured 3 important, not important, 3 things. One is grave and silent. How do we understand it? Grave and silent.
Silence, which means mourn, actually the word is mourn. It is the austerity of mind. It's most difficult. This is in Bhagavad Gita, the austerity of mind is not talking. No, it is mourn is not austerity of the tongue, it is the austerity of mind. So mind should not agitate one. That is the meaning of actually silence. Not that you keep your mouth shut and write everything with pen on a paper and ask people to do this job. That is not mourn. So many people, they have they say, "We are mourning Baba," but they will write, "Bring one dozen banana, bring kulfi, matka kulfi," but they are mourning Baba. No. Actually, the silence is actually the austerity of mind. So the devotee's mind is always thinking of serving Krishna, so it has no outside agitating factor. And grave, the word for grave is, I think, gambhir. The grave is ocean. Whatever comes in, whatever you take, it never gets agitated. So the example of graveness is compared to the ocean. So it's not agitated by any outside temptating are evoking circumstances, not agitating. And from inside also, I mean, if something goes also, he will not be disturbed. Yasmano divijate loko lokano divijate chasha. That's called gambhir. Neither people can agitate him and neither he agitate others. Somebody gave example like this. Is ocean afraid of crocodile? Is crocodile afraid of ocean? No. Everybody is afraid of crocodile, but crocodile is not afraid of ocean, and ocean is not afraid of crocodile either. So there is actually gambhir. That he is like the ocean, is not afraid of crocodile, and neither crocodile afraid of him. So nobody should be disturbed by him, and disturb nobody. That's gambhir actually means. Gambhir. Nothing can agitate him. He's like, he's fixed in Krishna consciousness. Apuryamanam achal pratishtam samudrama pravasanti yadvat tadvat kaman nivasasarkhan. That is the verse in Bhagavad Gita. That is actually gambhir. Like the ocean, so many desires come and go, but he is not really agitated. Hare Krishna. Well, all the qualities are very wonderful. I think if you get that book, there is a lot of, Maharaj has put a lot of Prabhupada's, you know, course teaching something in that 26 qualities of devotee. And I think, what? That is a different book. That will teach, you know, that is a different course in which these are qualities. But this 26 qualities of a devotee. This was the original name of the book. We were reading sometime, I don't know. I left all these in Pakistan. I read all these books. In early days, Bhagavad Dharam and this book. And there was one book written at that time by Harikrish, Varnashram. Full book was there. This much big book, Varnashram. And he used, they were not approving. He said, doctors, engineers, they are all Shudra. Because they are working, they are workers. They are fixing the body, are fixing the car, they are workers. Anybody who is getting paid check is a shooter, that was his statement. So they did not really approve at that time. It was printed but it was not in circulation, only few copies we got at that time. So it is better to really to understand the meaning of these words, because these words are in this here, it is not there, but there are many places it is explained by. Ahimsa at one place is explained by Prabhupada as not preaching is hinsa. Ahimsa means preaching. If you are not preaching, it means you are doing hinsa. So Prabhupada has a different meaning of these words in a different context. It is also, Maharaj has done a good job, but something more now can be put in a good order. So at least we can write this, put somewhere. That will be nice. This is good. We feel that it's good. Well, something must come in me. I must awaken that. At least we'll not be noisy when here is silence. Okay? Silence. Something should come. A visual image has some effect. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna.